What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Dylan Talks Tone on a Tuesday afternoon. And this is the Just Gonna Say It podcast. I hope everyone is having a great afternoon. We are going to do There's No Such Thing as Dumb Questions, Volume 5, where I go through some of the comments on YouTube and we talk about them. There's some very interesting questions in here that people have asked about, kind of to elaborate on some of the things. And of course, there's some dumb stuff that people say too. So, you know, it's pretty cool. Thoughts on e-bikes. I haven't gotten one yet because I like to pedal. So that's my thoughts on e-bikes. Before we get into what we want to get into today, I do have a couple of sponsors for the Just Gonna Say It podcast that we want to talk about. The first thing I want to talk about is the fact that mental health is really important. For those of us that are trying to be creative, I find that when I focus on my mental health, I am more creative, I am more productive, and it helps my business, it helps my family, it helps everything. So I literally sit and journal every day. I really, really do believe that this is very important. BetterHelp is a company that is sponsoring this video. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who is trained to listen and give you helpful, unbiased advice. First thing you do is go to their site. You can use my link, betterhelp.com/DylanTalksTone. You'll answer a few questions and BetterHelp will match you with a professional who has years of experience helping people with struggles just like yours. The cool part about this is you don't have to go anywhere or be put on the spot because you can do it from your phone or your computer via phone call, video chat, or messaging, however you feel the most comfortable. It's the easiest possible way to start talking to a therapist. You'll be matched with a therapist usually within 48 hours so that you can get started quickly. Let BetterHelp connect you to a therapist who can support you all through the comfort of your own home. Visit betterhelp.com/DylanTalksTone or choose Dylan Talks Tone during sign up and enjoy a special discount on your first month. We have used this service in our family and it is pretty stinking cool. It has been a big help for us. So yeah, we have used it. The other thing I want to talk about really quick before we get started on our No Such Thing as Dumb Questions part of the podcast is we have two. I decided to do this just for fun. We have two short run pickups that we're releasing on the same day, as in right now, today. They are on the website as we speak. The first one is a humbucker-sized Filtertron. Now, we don't want to get this confused. This is not a regular little Filtertron. This fits in a regular humbucker-sized cavity, normal humbuckers. I think we only have like 10 of these, but if they sell out really quick, I'll get some more. They're really cool. They're only $10 more than the regular ones. The covers are very expensive. And there's a little more extra hardware. But basically, this is one of our DAFs in Filtertron clothes. So if you want this kind of aesthetic with your guitar, you can do this. It is very cool. They are really, really cool. So make sure you go to Dylan Talks Tone and check that out. It is going to be in the pickup vault. When you scroll down on the page or you let the little slider thing, the little slideshow thing come around to the pickup vault, that is where the humbucker size, not a regular one, humbucker sized Filtertron will be. Then we will also have our DAF available in a 12 hole with these cool hex bolts. These are really neat. These are all, it's just a DAF, so it's going to sound the same, but it just gives you a little different aesthetic, and I think they're really, really cool. 12 hole, and it just looks cool. That's honestly it. It just looks cool. These are the same price as regular DAFs. I think at this point we have four, something like that, but I can get more if these sell out very quickly. So if you're interested in either of those two things, go to DylanTalksTone.com and you can buy them right now. The other thing I should mention is we will upload this podcast to the normal podcast services. so that you'll be able to listen to them on Spotify and Apple iTunes and all that stuff if you cannot hang around for the whole hour today. All right. Let's. Does removing the screw pull pieces on a standard humbucker change the sound? Yeah, it actually kills it. It actually kills it. It won't work. If a Filtertron is not the same as a humbucker, does it match the size of another pickup, or is the size of a Filtertron unique? Yes, it is unique. It is unique. You cannot, there are only Filtertron routes. Yep, that's a good question. If you do have guitar questions, put a bunch of question marks in front of them. We will try to catch them as we go today. But I do want to get through these questions that we and various things that have come in through the interwebs. So let's get started with said things. Awesome. Genuine question. Could you use olive oil instead of nut sauce for the friction points on your nut? So we use here, he's talking about whatever that brand is, nut sauce. I personally don't like that stuff. I actually like the graphite stuff that you get from Lizard Spit. If you use something like olive oil is food. Which it should be used for food. And it is, well, that's even debatable. It can go rancid. And so I would not recommend using olive oil. I would recommend using legit synthetics that will actually work on your guitar for said things. Let's see what else we got here. Let's go to the next one. We did this video about whether you should worry about your capacitor material. And he said, dielectric makes a real audible difference, like ESR into a circuit. Passive values, RC, aren't the only factor how a cap works. Okay, so this is getting really in the weeds here about how capacitors work. The dielectric is actually the material that is between the two plates of a capacitor. And so you'll have paper and oil, you'll have mylar and oil, like what we have, you'll have the polypropylene, like the orange drop, you'll have all kinds of various materials. And yes, it does make a difference. Does it make a real audible difference? Like ESR into a circuit, passive values, resistance and capacitance aren't the only value about how a cap works. So here's what I would say to that. For everybody who wants to make a big deal about that, I want to know, not audible, I want to see measurements. Here's why. Our ears don't work as good as we think they do. And so for me personally, when it comes to this guitar stuff, science first, then perception second. And the reason is because a lot of times we can tell ourselves something, or we can think you can taste something. Like, do you taste that? And I can be like, no, I don't taste it. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I do. Like we can form perceptions based not on actual facts. And I'm not saying that that's a dishonesty or anything. That's not anybody being dishonest. That's just how our brains work. It's how we adjust. It's how we, do things. And so that's why when we're trying to understand how stuff works, and we say, how does a thing work? This is very simple. Guitars are very simple, and the physics are very, very simple. And so to say that you would prefer one material over another for a capacitor is kind of a moot point, honestly, because the differences, even technically, that are measurable are not actually that big a deal as a percentage when applied to a guitar. Now, when those things are applied in other, when we start to raise voltages, when we, so run at higher voltages, when we, because we're talking about like cooling and various things like that, when we raise the current, those sorts of things make a bigger difference. But for the purposes of a guitar, so this is something that I think people should think about too. Just because a technology applies or a piece of physics applies in one aspect, in one area of electronics, because everybody wants to say, well, capacitors in hi-fi, blah, 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 blah. Well, capacitors in hi-fi is a totally different thing. It's, we don't use them the same way. The voltages aren't the same. The current is not the same. The frequencies aren't the same. The frequency range extend the frequency range to voltage proportions are not the same. All that stuff is not the same in hi-fi. So you can't apply it. Even though you think it can because you're making music with both things, it doesn't, because everything is different. All the parameters are different. So they don't apply the same way. But people like to group them together and say, because I have this hi-fi receiver and I use these kind of caps in it, and so it's making sound, then it applies in a guitar the same way. It's not how it works. So those are just a couple of things to think about. And the reason I say this is you can obviously put whatever caps you want in your guitar. I put fancy caps in my guitar because I think they look cool. Okay, so, I mean, we stock paper and oil caps here at Dylan Talks Tone. I think they're amazing. Do I care that the percentage of sound difference or whatever? Not at all. But I think they look cool, and I want to make them available to people because they, to feel cool is to be cool. So if it does, if you feel that way, then I feel that way for sure. But when we're talking about science, I want to see science, not I have a guy or this one dude I know or this other thing that doesn't apply to this says the same thing. So those sorts of things. You know, just keep those things in mind. You know, there is, you know, no, obviously there is no wrong answer for what you feel you want to put in your guitar. You know what I mean? Like that's obviously, but at the same time, just know that if we're going to make claims, we need to make sure that we have the science to back it up. You know, those are very real. All right. A grown man with a Batman shirt. I mean, Batman was a grown man, so I don't know what the issue is. I have a tattoo of Batman on my leg. Also, I'm a huge Batman fan. So here's my thing about Batman. He's not a real superhero because he doesn't have any powers, but he's my favorite not a real superhero because anybody could be Batman. All you need is money. So I just figure I am Batman. I just don't have enough money. Tell Fender to stop over-glossing and get rid of that ugly-ass PRS. I'm assuming he means who plays PRS, John Mayer and John Mayer. What do you mean by over-glossing? So here's a question. Over-glossing. So does that mean people don't like shiny guitars? Here's a question. Just throw in the comments. Just curious. Do you prefer, and maybe I'll put a poll up on YouTube because I'm actually curious about this. Do you prefer a glossy finish or do you prefer a satin finish? And we could break this down. Bodies and necks. I prefer a shiny guitar or a reliced guitar with a satiny neck. I don't actually like shiny necks. So what do you think? Put that in the comments. Let me know what you think. I'm just curious. Batman is the best one for sure. I agree. He's the most believable, even though he's not really. You know what I mean? You know, so there. Let's see. We got a couple questions coming in here. We'll get back to those other ones. I have the Amethyst Gretsch with P90s, and I love the special P90s you made, but I just got laid off. Will those P90s be available in the future, or should I sell a kidney and get them now? We actually took them off the website today, I think. I think we sold the last two. And I'm pretty sure. Yeah, those will come back at some point, but I don't know when. Wide range humbucker pickups. Do you still offer a wide range rewinding service? No, we do not. That became such an absolute pain that I just never, ever want to do it again. Let's see. Another question here. What's your stance on GFS pickups? Are they difficult or not worth the money or worth using? Also, friends on color, style of guitars, always satin, matte neck. Okay. My stance on GFS pickups. No matter how I say this, people always jump in the comments and tear me up for it. So I'm just going to say it. Save for something good. If you can afford GFS pickups, you can afford to wait till next month or the month after and get something real. I have never had a good experience with the GFS pickups, and there will be many people in the comments who are not willing to spend money on good stuff that will argue with me about that because they like using cheaper stuff. Let's say you have a Squire Classic Vibe, just leave the stock pickups in it if the GFS pickups are the only option for you, and then just save up and get something cool. And I stand by that. I am a person who thinks that there is no reason in your hobby, a thing that you really enjoy and love, to make an excuse to not get the thing you want. Even if it means that you have to learn some patience and wait a couple extra months or 6 months or a year and save up for the thing you actually want. And I'm not saying don't get them, but I'm saying you will be happier for a longer period of time with your guitar if you got the thing you wanted, instead of saying, I got these because I didn't and wasn't patient enough to get the thing I really wanted. You know, that's what I really think about them. You know, I feel very strongly about that. Let's see. I'm trying to find where I am here. Okay, so we got the stop over glossing thing. I wish you had shown us how it sounds with the tone at 8 and the tone on 1 for both pots. So here's the thing about very specific requests in videos. Just so you know. It's very difficult to have every eventuality of every aspect of everything in a video. And that's why you watch multiple ones. And if you're not happy with the content, make your own. The only difference between me and you is I pressed the record and upload 1400 times and you didn't. That's the only difference. And if you want to experiment in front of people, which I have done many times and many YouTubers do, just make a video, upload it. If you don't see the video that you want, you know, just do it. I want to move the humbucker so it's a single pickup, but in the neck position only. Ooh, so here's what I would tell you there. You should go buy one of those Texas Toast guitars, American Icons, because it's just a neck humbucker. I ordered one and that's what I'm doing. I'm new to Les Pauls. How do you determine the height of the stop bar? This is a great question. The point of the stop bar on the Les Paul is to raise it. So, you know, the bridge goes up and down, right? To set your string height. So then when you raise your bridge up and down, that changes the break angle on the back. And sometimes, depending on how your guitar is set up, and etc. The strings will hit the back of the saddles, hit the back of the bridge. So just raise it up the appropriate amount so it doesn't do that. And there will be people who will tell you that it will kill sustain, and they're full of crap, and don't listen to them. You don't need that kind of negativity in your life. It just doesn't even make sense. The guitar was designed to have it for that purpose. Use it for that purpose. Dumb question. Why did you start building your own pickups? Because someone challenged me to do it. And I am a kind of a person who says, take the challenge. And someone challenged me, and therefore I did it. And it became a thing, and I didn't even mean it to. We got a super chat from Sarge978, who says, Punisher is better than Batman because he's not a superhero for cheaper. Ooh. Wait. So Punisher is just a Harley Benton Batman? Sorry. Sarge, by the way, funny story, off topic, and I know you're on your own time frame, and I know why, because of weather and such, but I was gifted an enclosure that I have to go pick up. I think tomorrow or Friday we're going to go pick up a new snake enclosure. So I have everything, not everything, it's still going to take me a few weeks to get the rest of it together, but I didn't have to wait the 4 to 6 weeks necessary. So I probably still need 3 or 4 weeks to get the little bits and bobs together. So we're still good on the same schedule. But I thought you might find that cool. That the very next day after I talked to you, someone said, hey, I have an enclosure. Do you want it? And I'm like, yes, I do. And they were like, you can just have it. So I got an enclosure and a stand and everything. Pretty cool. For free. So sweet. Yeah, super cool. Brian Duncan has entered the chat. So, yeah. I wish you lived closer to North Carolina. I mean, I live in Georgia. It's like one state over, dude. Let's see. Well, two states, I guess. Hang on. We're going through these questions. You know what we're going to do? Hang on. Give me a second here. I don't know if I can. Give me 1 minute. I am trying to delete some of these so that we don't. Okay. Why not measure in Henry's? Would that give you a more accurate reflection of a pickup's output? This is a great question as well. The reason we don't is because nobody would know what to do with it. We could measure in Henry's, absolutely. But it's just like measuring with DC resistance. The idea is that measuring a pickup in general there's no point in it. There kind of is. I mean, I guess it gets you in the general direction, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. People think that a number is going to give them what their tone is going to be. So if it's 6.7, or if it's a humbucker that's 7.6 and then it's Alnico 2 or Alnico 5, I'm going to sound like Jimmy Page. No, you're not. If it's, you know, the Slash pickups, you're going to sound like Slash. No, you're not. If it is X amount of K pickup, you're going to be so metal. No, you're not. It's not that. The guitar rig is in an all-inclusive situation. From the pick, your hands, through the guitar, through the cable, through the first preamp, through the pedal board, and through the amp and the speaker. The entire rig is everything, is what you sound like. And so when you zone in on how many K or how many Henrys or how many whatever a pickup is, all you do is, you confuse yourself. There's no point in going down those rabbit holes. What part of Georgia? I want to change my pickups in my off-brand Tele, and I want your pickups in it. All you got to do is go to DylanTalksTone.com and order them. They'll show up like the next day, probably. Well, I mean, as soon as we make them. We make everything to order. So, you know, there's a little bit of a wait, but, you know. So my whole philosophy about pickups and stats and measurements and all that kind of stuff is probably a lot different from a lot of other pickup builders in that I don't care about the numbers. And what I mean by that is, I think people hang up way too much on the numbers. You tell me what you want. I play classic rock. I play this. I play that. This is the end result that I want. And I ask you what your rig is. What amps do you play? What pedals do you play? How do you use your overdrive pedals? Where do you have your gain set on your amp? Okay. Okay, now we know those things. And when we make pickups, I'm not going to be like, okay, this is going to have a mid-range bump at 1.6K, and then this other one is going to have, you know, I don't do that crap. It's stupid. It's stupid to be so minute on all of this stuff. Like, it doesn't make sense. So instead of making one pickup that makes this sound and one pickup that makes this sound, and one, make a pickup that goes from here to here. It goes the whole way and does a bunch of things and is super versatile and gives you a lot of flexibility with the rest of your rig. That's what we do at Dylan Talks Tone. And honestly, that's what vintage pickups are all about, in my opinion. All right. We got another super chat. I was expecting my meme the other day, the Patreon chat, to get more of a reaction. Oh, man, I missed it, dude. I forgot to check the Patreon chat. Sorry. Another super chat. Have you seen the Jim Root Telecaster? Thoughts? Yeah, I used to have one, actually. It was a really cool guitar. They are actually very cool guitars. Does anybody know where to find the beefy and cheap Tune-O-Matic saddles that you get on budget guitars? I don't. I do not know. All right. Let's get back over here. I got a bunch of these. Okay, so why not measure Henry's? Okay. What would happen if you played guitar in a room that's kind of shaped like an acoustic guitar, like a bowl-shaped room with a hole on top? That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. If you could play guitar inside a huge guitar, what sound would come out? Probably guitar. Don't you know the more particular about you are about your gear, the better a musician you are? Yes, exactly. Dylan, do you cut your own pick guards? I've had problems getting pick guards for older guitars, wondering how they are cut. They're usually cut with a router. I do not cut my own. I do have them cut for me. We are working on a selection of pick guards available on the website to add to the parts that we do have. That is coming in the near future. So we will be able to get some Strat, Tele, Jazzmaster kind of pick guards, stuff like that. So we are, we're hoping. Oh, why did this get so small? Oh, this is Chris Hendricks last week talking about how the, there's a way, go ahead and Google if you want to put a, I want to mention this because somebody asked last week, if you want to put a, effects loop in an amp, that there are things you can Google how to do it, but you have to worry about your safety because there's a lot of voltage there. And then somebody corrected me. It's last week we were talking about the Seymour Duncan Black Winter. That's an active pickup, but we were actually talking about the Black Out, which is a passive pickup. And a couple of people jumped in the comments because I was like, wait a minute, isn't that, well, you know, but no, I was wrong about it. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you for making that correction for me and helping me with that. Please do not stick with this audio setup, because he's talking about my audio setup. This is not an improvement. This sounds good, right? I think it sounds great. I think it sounds really good. He commented on a couple other videos, even on the other channel, that my audio hasn't been as good lately. I'll tell you a couple things about the video production. So we got it, you know, we're in a new house and Some of the rooms have not been audio treated yet. So they, you know, this is a 12-foot ceiling in this room. I had an 8-foot ceiling before. And the rooms were smaller in my other place. Obviously, that's why we needed to move, because we were out of space. And so as we move into this house, we're changing things so that we can have better audio treatment and et cetera. And so that's happening over time. It's like the panels on the wall behind me and that kind of stuff. And there's actually the wainscot that you see below the chair rail here is all padding. It's like a 1/4-inch foam, but it looks like tile. It's kind of cool. And so we're doing various things like that to treat the house, but it's taking some time to do it. The other thing is that you're going to see more kind of, I don't know, just like super chill videos. Like the stuff that we did at Texas Toast last week with just a GoPro or just a phone. I think it's just fun. You're just going to see some, hey, I'm going to make this video real quick. I'm making a bunch of videos or making a bunch of pickups. I don't have time to make a video, but I want to share this with you. We're just going to crank this stuff out. More shop related stuff. Like, hey, I'm working in the shop today. You're going to see a video tomorrow that's about my pickup winder, because I had to get a new one, and I'm going to show you how to set up a pickup winder, but that's just going to be with a GoPro on a stick, because I want to show you kind of, you know, real time kind of stuff. So yeah, chase any squirrels today? And yes, it sounds good. Lately? No, I've not chased any squirrels lately. I have not chased any squirrels lately. I hear you fine. All right. It's a little bit quieter than it used to be. I'm working on that. I feel like the levels with my new system have not been as high. And part of it is the style of compression that I'm using. So you talk too much. I switched off after 2 minutes. Well, this is a podcast. And if I were to stop talking, it would be very awkward for all of us. In fact, just before this video, just before this podcast, I went on YouTube and I uploaded a short that was just 1 minute of me sitting there not talking. So if you want to see me not talking, there's a short and it will loop. So you can just watch it over and over and over for as many minutes as you want of me just sitting there not talking for 1 whole minute. So you can loop that as many times as you want if that's your jam. We're also thinking maybe some silent movies, maybe some Dylan Mimes tone. Interpretive dance has also been a hot request. So if you want to see some Dylan Mimes tone or maybe some interpretive dance to discuss pickup stuff or guitar tone, we'd be open to that as well. That's something that we have been thinking about. Watch the YouTube video tested. Where does the tone come from in an electric guitar? Stop having these arguments. There's none to be made. This comment was on the difference between a Les Paul made by Gibson and a Les Paul made by Epiphone. That comment comes up a lot on that video. Something I think that guitar players need to stop doing is thinking that the whole reason we talk about a guitar is because of tone. There are more reasons to like or dislike a guitar than tone. Their tone is not, honestly, to me, tone is not a thing. If you like how the guitar sounds, you like how it sounds. If you don't, you'll make changes, right? But that's not the only reason to like or dislike a guitar. You could like how it looks. You could like how it feels. You could like the frets. You could like how the back of the neck feels. And all of those things influence how much and how you like that guitar. You know what I mean? Like, and so when we talk about the difference between that video is literally called The Difference Between an Epiphone Les Paul and a Gibson Les Paul. And there's a lot of differences between those two guitars. And one of them was the origin of where the wood comes from. That has nothing to do with tone. It's just, this is where it comes from. I'm telling you, this is this guitar, and this is this guitar, and this is where the wood comes from. It doesn't matter. to most people. But if I'm trying to tell you the difference between this cup of coffee and this microphone, well, this cup of coffee is Bluetooth enabled and this microphone is not. Well, that one makes it better than the... No, it doesn't, because they're two different things. So, you know, we're just giving you facts. These are quantifiable facts that can be given. What you do with that information is up to you. It's totally fine. That's what it's for. You know, that's why we do these things. And yes, my cup of coffee is actually Bluetooth enabled. Let's see. You talk too much. Hang on. Here we go. Are you high? Not being a smartass. I've been known to puff the magic dragon. Just shades and demeanor. So everybody who... This is a funny one too. You're so triggered. Which I'm never triggered. I don't know if you guys... like very... So I'll tell you something about me, my personality. And my wife can attest to this, and my daughter and my son. Nothing makes me mad. Other people don't make me mad. Like, I don't get mad. You don't make me mad. I don't get upset. You don't upset me. People don't upset me. What upsets me is me failing myself. So if I can't find my keys, that pisses me off. Because I did not manage my stuff properly, and therefore now I'm upset because I did something wrong. I let a customer fall through the cracks. This morning, I got an email, an angry email from, not an angry email, but he was upset. Rightfully so. I let him fall through the cracks. And I'm like, man, I'm so sorry. Here's how I'll do it. I'll make it up to you. I failed. Those are the things that upset me. When I fail myself, that really upsets me. Other people don't upset me. I don't get upset. But what I think is funny about this comment is when people on the internet, they're like, you're so triggered all the time, which I never am. And any comments that I make in response to those are just because I think they're funny. I really find a lot of humor in internet comments more than anything. And then when I'm super chill, which is me 99% of the time, ask Brian Duncan, ask Don, ask anybody who's actually hung out with me in person. I'm like 100% chill, like all the time, and nothing gets me upset. And when I do that, then people think I'm high. So there's really no way to win with folks who are just going to be critical. But I wanted to share that because I thought it was kind of cool. This guy says, dude, I don't know what your problem is. There's nothing wrong with whatever, noiseless pickups. No problem. I don't have a problem, and neither do you. If you like noiseless pickups, there's a definite audience for noiseless pickups, and I'm glad that they're there for those folks. I'm not a fan myself, but I understand why people like them. There are certain circumstances where people really need quiet pickups. I personally don't care about that. And I cater to people that don't care about that more so because I don't really like noiseless pickups, but I get it. I do get it why people like them. Somebody was challenging my statement that the Mike McCready guitar has a nitrous oilless finish. It does. Read the specifications on the website. It says road worn nitrous oilless finish, just FYI. Carbon fiber guitars. Keep your plastic crap. I like my Brazilian rosewood and sinker redwood and my spalted teramind and whatever other woods I can't say here. You know, well, first of all, McPherson doesn't have any plastic in it. It's all kind of like space agey stuff. You know, you might have not ever heard of it, but it's pretty neat stuff. There's no plastic in it. I will say I like all those woods that you just mentioned. I think it's a bit of a flex. I don't know that I could afford a Brazilian rosewood anything at the moment. Or whatever those fancy redwoods and words that I could not pronounce. I don't know that I could afford any of that stuff right now. So that was a pretty cool flex. I will say, I like that stuff though. I think it's really cool and I think it's beautiful. And I think as we continue to explore technologies, I think it's important to not forget the old ones. I think everybody should have, you know, I have a D28, right? I have a Martin D28. I will never get rid of that guitar if I can help it, because that is the traditional thing, right? That's why I've been trying to collect these traditional guitars that are the real thing. Because I think we should not forget where those things came from while we are still exploring new technologies. I think it's kind of neat. But I agree. I would still love to have all of those fancy old woods. I'm 100% with you on that. Are you a pen nerd too? I love finding people with overlapping hobbies. Yeah, I am. I have a bunch of fountain pens. In fact, I just went to the Atlanta Fountain Pen Show with my daughter last week, and we bought a bunch of stuff. It was really fun. So there's a video on our other channel that talks about my pen show haul, and we're going to probably be doing some other stuff about that over there on our other off-topic channel, the youtube.com/Dylan and Leslie channel. Other interests that I have, for those of you that are new to the channel, big coffee freak. Got all kinds of coffee stuff. I'm a massive knife collector. You probably have already figured that out. I'm a big time knife collector. Let's see what else. I'm a cyclist. I have a plethora of firearms and I shoot probably, well, these last couple of months have been a little off because we've been busy, but typically I shoot 800 to 1,000 rounds a month, at the range. I am a firearms enthusiast and, yeah, so there you go. Like scotch. I do not really remember much from my childhood. I agree. For good reason, actually. Hashtag to dumb questions. Love it. Thank you for the super chat, sir. All right, let me see if we got a couple more of these things. Those are old. Wait, I think there's a couple more here. Let's see. Nope, not that one. Hang on. Whoa, that's tiny. Oh, okay. So I can't read this because I'm old and blind, but this question has to do with how do you take, because this was on the video that we did at Texas Toast, actually, about how pickups are made. And he was asking how, because I didn't show the spool in the video. The spool's sitting on the floor straight up and down, okay? And the spool, the wire comes off the end of the spool. We don't unroll it like a hose because the tension is, it's, you know, it's a 5-pound roll, so it would break. So you have to spool it off the end. And what he was asking is, does it actually twist? Theoretically, it does, but because the thickness of the wire is so thin, 0.0027 of an inch or something, 2-3, something like that, super thin, it does not do that. It does not twist. Now it can, but because it's spinning as it goes on to the bobbin, I don't know the answer to why this happens. Maybe somebody who is stronger in this part of material sciences than me can give me this answer. I've never actually thought about this, so I'm just going to hypothesize that it's spinning this way as it comes off the roll or this way or however, but as it's going on to the spool, maybe there's something that happens that offsets that to where it's not actually twisting because it lays on there nice and straight. I don't know the answer to that, but that would be some sort of guess on my part. I think that was the last one. Cool. Let's go through here and see if there's any more questions and we can keep chatting about questions for a few more minutes if you have guitar questions. Let's see. Hello from Scotland. Very cool. If you can afford 1,000 rounds a month, you can afford Brazilian rosewood. You know, it's funny. I got a guy locally here that loads custom and he's really reasonable. And yeah, it's actually not that much. It's actually not that much. They still had the desks with inkwells in my elementary school in the mid-1980s. Oh, you know what? I never do this. Hang on. I got a gift in the mail today. You guys have to see this. Since we're just hanging out, and we'll answer a couple of questions here, if you have guitar questions, but along with all of the various interests that I do have, sorry, I'm just going back through here and seeing some, making sure I'm not missing much. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, but are you high? Nope. Will this tone dance involve a ribbon on a stick? Well, I'm Native American, so it probably would involve hoops, but I don't really know how to do that stuff. So, yeah. It might be a dumb question, but how big a difference in general between a regular P90 and a P90 in a humbucker size? That's a great question. There is a little bit of a difference because the physical size of a P90 is longer. And so it's hard to get 10,000 winds of 42 single build into the humbucker housing. But you can do it. Let's see. I don't trust another man's reloads. Yeah, I get that. No, this guy's pretty good. I'm pretty stoked on his stuff. Okay. So, I have a fascination with, Cold War stuff. I have a fascination with war history, whether that's, aeronautics, weapons, you know, just any kind of anything like that. So I actually, for example, I have a pen coming from the former Soviet Union, from 1959. Wasn't very expensive. That stuff is actually really cheap. I have a pen coming from North Korea from the 60s, which is really wild. I have a real fascination with global history from all over the place. And one of my good friends who knows that I am fascinated with this stuff ordered this for me and sent this to me today. Just got it in the mail. This is a flask from the former Soviet Union out of stainless. It says CCCP on the bottom. It's got the hammer and sickle. And in Russian here, it says, what is it? Something about the army right here. And then it says, I can't remember, the Great War or whatever, 1941 to 1945. And apparently this was issued to veterans to boost morale in the mid-70s, you know, in the high propaganda era. So there is actually a picture of Lenin on top of it right here. And then it's all this like jeweled, like lacquer stuff. It's kind of wild. Anyway, it's just a wacky piece, right? It's just an interesting piece. It doesn't mean anything. I'm not going to use it for anything. It's just kind of, but it's just an interesting piece. I have some cameras from Japan over there, like some legit cameras from Japan. Just some wild stuff, just interesting things, you know. I just like this kind of stuff. I like things that, I don't know, you can collect mainstream stuff, but weird stuff. And it makes you wonder, like, who had the, whose was this, the story behind it? Like, if they were issued this or given this because they served in World War II, in the Russian army, where were they? Like, what was their story? You know what I mean? So whoever owned this had a story. Maybe this thing doesn't really have that much of a story, but whoever owned it did. Those kind of things are kind of fascinating to me. So anyway, my question is, it looks like the China guitars come out of factories and they can slap whatever brand or name one could want. They are flooding the market. I don't know how much of a question that is. Only a few factories and they all put different names on them. There's a lot of factories actually. Fender has over 20 factories just for Fender and Squire. So, you know, that's just for one brand. There are a lot of guitar factories and they're all in varying qualities too. Phil McKnight did a really nice thing on this the other day about how the country of origin doesn't mean as much when it comes to the actual quality of the instrument anymore. I think where it matters to some people is the, without kind of getting into politics stuff too much, I don't want to get into politics here, but what I would recommend you do if these kinds of things are important to you, from a human standpoint, and I know we all have to be balanced and pick our battles. We're using an iPhone and whatever else. So you pick your battles and you make those choices, right? But so it's tough to be too idealistic about any of this stuff, but it's one of those things where you have to just pick what's important to you. And so I like to support the folks that I know. And I think, you know, I have friends at Gibson, I have friends at Fender, and you know, Texas Toast is in the chat here. I'm buying another one of their guitars. Like I feel it's really important to support the people that support me. First of all, I mean, they buy pickups from me, but also I love their guitars. If he bought his guitars or his pickups from somewhere else, I would still buy his guitars and then put my pickups in when I got it. But I love his instruments. So I would continue doing that. And so some of those factories from other countries make great stuff. But what is the point? This is a bit of a philosophical point, I guess. What is the point of enjoying a hobby and something that you profess is very important to you? Music creation. And then cheaping out on it. Just because you can. I don't understand that. I know that there are folks who will chat that we talk about money stuff all the time and people will challenge, well, I can't afford whatever. But you can afford 5 cheap ones, so why don't you just buy one good one? You know, we all have change jars, you know, and it's all about patience and perseverance and your dedication to your craft. And so I think that putting the dedication into your craft and having what you want and not compromising is the thing to do. I really believe in that. I really believe in that. And I also believe in, you know, when you start to look at, when you start to look at the government subsidization of labor, in certain countries, we won't name any, but you should do your research, which pretty much amounts to legalized slavery. Then if I'm going to have a hobby where I can have a choice, I'm going to do what I can to support that the least amount possible. I mean, obviously, you know, my battery for my cell phone is going to come from where it's going to come from. I can't really do much about that, but in it's something where I can, a pocket knife, a pen, something that I choose to do for fun, then I'm going to do what I can a little bit more there. I noticed that even though bridge pickups are generally better for articulating pinch harmonics, even though the harmonics are pinching are generally induced above the neck pickups. Explain. That depends on your pickups. Typically, actually, if you go and look at some of the older, if you go and look at some of the older music productions, a lot of your better solos are played on the neck pickup. And that's going to have to do a lot with, again, we talked about this earlier, not having a pickup that can only go from here to here on the sound spectrum, but from here to here and be able to do more. Higher gain pickups are going to narrow up quite a bit, you know? It's not always about cheaping out. Sometimes you find something that you love for a great price. I agree. I agree. If you just love it, you love it. And you should play. You should play whatever you love. Absolutely. Let's see. No, if you like the guitar, play the guitar 100%. Examples of neck pickup solos? Man, there's a lot of people that use on a Les Paul. Stevie Ray used the bridge pick neck pickup a lot. Yeah. Oh, am I missing somebody's question because they didn't listen and didn't put enough question marks or didn't use a super chat? Yeah, I must have. Awesome, man. Well, this is fun. Let me just make sure that I didn't miss any super chats too. Have I seen the gym root? Because I've got those in their own little section over here. Nope, I think we're good over there. Excellent. And I'm scrolling to the bottom to make sure we didn't miss. Dwayne Allman, there you go. There's another one, yeah. Yeah, you know, the whole woman tone thing, right? Like, that's neck pickup. That's neck pickup all the way. And a lot of folks use the neck pickup for solos. I have a friend, when you watch him play, he uses different pickups based on where he is on the neck. And you will watch him play the guitar, and he will be down here and he'll be on the bridge pickup. And as he comes up the neck, he will then switch to the neck pickup. He will actually do it on the fly during a solo, like during a phrase. It's really wild to watch. I've had to replace switches in his guitar before because he wears them out, because he will switch 10 times in one song. If you could design your Highlander guitar where there could only be one, what would it be? Bolt on or neck through, Les Paul Strat, blah, 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 blah. You know, probably, it would probably be, I am very simple. As far as electric guitars go, okay, I'll tell you right now. As far as electric guitars go, if I had to sell all of them, or if I was going to run out of the house with it on fire and there was only one guitar that I could grab, it would be my Texas Toast Challenger Level 2 with the Paisley top, the pink one, with the two P90s in it. That guitar is the best playing, best feeling, and I feel very at home on that guitar. Of anything that I have right now. I love that thing. Everything else that I have, I don't want to say I'm not learning on that guitar, but I'm, you know, you're constantly like, I need to hold it a little different. I need to adjust the strap. I need to, like, these various things. I have a lot of other guitars because I have a lot of guitars. So I don't get to play all of them a lot. And so you know, when you don't get to play a lot of them, because I do this for a job, right? So it's a little different for me. So I don't get to sit down and play for hours and hours and hours at a time. I get a few minutes here and there. And so, so I get to learn little things about every guitar every time I sit down. And the one, if I'm going to just sit down and just play, because the neck is just freaking amazing and the frets are perfect and the setup is great and the sound is great because I made the P90s and they're the best P90s in the world. And the finish sounds amazing, feels amazing. It's that guitar. My acoustics, it's going to be my Martin all day long, my D28. So I would grab my D28 and run out the door, and I would grab my Challenger Level 2 and run out the door. I'm curious why it is you like Relic guitars. To each their own, but to me, a real worn guitar is nice, but being made to look that way feels cheesy, IMO. Oh, that's a really easy answer. So I really like, I like the soft feel of a worn finish. So the guitar I was just mentioning, that 73 finish that they do at Texas Toast, feels worn all, it doesn't feel worn, it just feels soft. It's people were talking about earlier about gloss. So a relic guitar, I like old guitars. I like the feel of an old guitar. I don't even care about battle axe worn. I just want it to feel worn. I want it to feel used. I want it to feel, you know, my favorite feel, closet classic-y kind of thing, where you pull it out from underneath the bed and it's been there for 50 years and it's old and the finish is, you know, there's maybe some cracks in it or whatever, it just feels worn. I really like that feeling, and I like the feel of a relict guitar, a very good, or a vintage guitar. So like a vintage Strat that's kind of beat up. I like that feeling. I like how they feel. The problem is that there's two things. One, I can't afford 15 grand for a Strat from the 60s or 20 grand. I just can't, you know, well, I'm not saying that. I don't want to spend that money on that. Like, I just don't, that's not where my brain is right now. So I don't want to spend that money. Number one. Number two, I don't have enough time in my life left. You know, those guitars are 70 years old and they've been played hard for 50 to 70 years to look like that and to feel like that. I don't have that kind of time. So when I buy that, I'm just buying that head start. I'm going to play it and it's going to get more beat up and it's going to become that for me. But I'm just buying the head start. That's the way I look at it. It's not a, you know, the whole earned thing and all that. There is no merit in any of this. People that assign merit to this, they're just, they need betterhelp.com/DylanTalksTone. I just think stuff is cool. Cool stuff is cool. And I like the way it feels. And I don't have enough time in my life to wear it out. You know, this is kind of how it is. Have you ever relic'd a guitar? Yeah, we did a video where I pulled one around behind my truck. Oh crap, it's after 5 o'clock. You guys, on Tuesdays, I have things to do and I try to get out of here by 5 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out today. This has been really fun. This has been a great conversation. I love doing these. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Some people don't like them because they feel put on the spot, but I just think it's really cool to have these conversations and be able to talk these things out. It's been great. This is super fun. Thanks for hanging out, and we will see you tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about my pickup winder.